Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I was waiting for the bus home when I received a notification. It was a Snapchat request. The name read Mr. Cutthroat. Pretty unusual, right? But nowadays, in social media, everyone likes to be a little crazy. Plus, no harm ever came from accepting a Snapchat request. Hence, I responded. Within minutes of adding Mr. Cutthroat to my Snapchat, I started getting even weirder texts. The conversations started like this.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Watching Netflix. Lying in my bed.
I didn't want to give away too much information, so I lied. Even though it was a common question, I wanted to stay away from creeps. Mr. Cutthroat didn't reply for a minute straight, and then his text dropped.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
What are you watching?
Just some Korean drama.
Do you like scary movies?
Okay, now he was sounding like the killer from Scream, but I decided to play along.
Not much.
Why not?
They bore me.
Then you're probably watching the wrong ones.
Maybe.
Before I could see his next reply, my bus arrived. As I said, it was the late bus home, so apart from me, there were probably 3 to 4 people inside it. I took a corner seat and went back to talking to Mr. Cutthroat. I saw that he had replied.
You should watch the movie where the killer follows the girl and she has no idea.
Really? Never heard of a movie like that. What's the name of it?
While he replied, I took a sip from my water bottle and, hearing the notification, glanced back to the screen.
Your life!
That's an odd name for a movie.
I'm not talking about any movie. It's what's happening with you right now, Sarah.
That's when I got the chills.
Is this some effing joke? Because it's not funny.
You seem scared now. I thought you said you were home. Aren't you home, Sarah?
My heartbeat got faster. How does he know I'm outside? Is he following me? I slowly looked behind me. An old creepy woman was staring out the window, and beside her sat this man. His face was covered by a baseball cap, giving the impression he was sleeping. While texting Mr. Cutthroat, I watched him to see if he is somehow involved in these texts.
No, I'm home. I don't know why you said it.
From the corner of my eye, I noticed him as I sent the text. No, it's not him. The man sat like before. Whoever this Mr. Cutthroat is knows very well how to throw wild guesses and spook people. I shrugged it off and didn't reply to him. I was sure that I wasn't being followed by a killer, but still, deep down, I was feeling paranoid. All I wanted was to get home and lock my doors.
I was just joking. So what are you doing now?
I didn't reply.
Sarah, you there?
I still didn't reply.
Come on, it was just a stupid joke. Don't be mad.
I blocked the account. No way I'm letting some socially awkward, frustrated junkie ruin my weekend mood. For the next 5 minutes, nothing happened. I was finally content that the creep named Mr. Cutthroat is now gone from my life. But boy, I was wrong. Suddenly, I got this text from an unknown number.
It wasn't nice of you to block me. I apologized.
Why are you annoying me? I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But I'm not done yet!
The text sent in block letters gestured he was yelling at me. This dude was unbelievable. Who does this guy think he is? My patience level gave up, and I typed this big text bashing his stupid, moronic way of having fun at people's expense. And it was all in caps.
Listen, you jerk! I know how guys like you try so hard to get women's attention, but even stray dogs want to avoid you jackasses! You are going to die alone, so congratulations, dumbass!
He didn't text me after that. The bus driver called out for my stop. I got down with an ease that this chapter with the crazy Snapchat stalker is done and dusted. The streets were empty and eerily silenced. I could hear my stilettos making a sound that echoed around the block. My house was standing right at the end of the street. God, I am going to take a long bath and sip wine. Hello to the weekends. As I stepped on my porch, the sensor light turned on. For a moment, I felt someone was watching me. I quickly turned around. It was only a raccoon scavenging the big dumpster on the opposite side of the road.
Huh. Silly me.
I unlocked the door and finally got in. Once I locked it from inside, I felt safe. I don't know why I was feeling scared standing outside. Mr. Cutthroat has managed to get inside my head quite well. I threw my bag onto the living room couch and plugged my phone into the charger. I opened the fridge and drank cold water to calm my nerves.
Toodles? Toodles? Where are you?
I kept calling my cat, but she was nowhere. I kept staring at the dark kitchen, expecting my cat to walk up to me.
Jeez!
Suddenly, my phone rang at a loud volume, giving me a heart attack. It was from an unknown number. A cold shiver ran down my spine as I picked it up.
Hello?
So you are finally home now, Sarah.
What do you want? Why are you still disturbing me?
I slid the curtains and looked at the streets outside. I'm pretty sure this creep has followed me home, but I didn't see anyone.
Where are you? I know you're stalking me!
Instead of looking for me, maybe you should look for your cat.
What?
Why don't you check under your bed? I'll wait till you do.
Drops of sweat gathered on my forehead. With stumbling footsteps, I made my way to my bedroom. As I turned on the lights, I jumped.
Ah!
My white bedsheet was stained with blood. I crouched down to the floor and looked under my bed.
Oh my God! Toodles!
Under the bed laid remained the mutilated body of Toddles. No doubt her throat was cut off. The man finally spoke from the other side.
Now you know why my name is Mr. Cutthroat, Sarah. Next time it'll be you. I've been to your house so I know every little detail to get inside. See you soon, Sarah.
I broke down in tears. My lungs were giving up. It was getting so difficult to breathe, but still, I managed to call 911. I told them everything while panting for air. The cops came and searched my house. They took my dead cat away and I ended up in medical care for 3 days. Once I got discharged, I went back to the house, but not alone this time. I had my brother with me. He brought a gun and helped me pack. Within 24 hours, I moved out to my mom's house. My house is now rented to this couple who are both cops. I live in the same house as my mom. I don't know when I'll be able to live indecently again. I've changed my number and every little detail related to my social media. This is my advice to all the people out there who are often trusting random strangers on social media.
Don't accept people you don't know!
Do you think you can find love on a social network? Many of the people I talk to tell me yes, but others disagree. I don't really have an answer, but I'll be honest. After what I experienced that night, I really don't want to try. It all started the day a girl added me on Snapchat. Her name was Cheryl. The girl was very nice, and she had a huge amount of followers. I was just learning how to use the platform, so I didn't understand how this girl could be interested in me, but at the same time, those were just numbers.
Over time, I started to become more active on the platform and began to attract Cheryl's attention. She would like my photos, and over time, we started talking to each other. When I would talk to her, I would realize why she had added me before. Despite her huge number of followers, the girl was simple and authentic. She wasn't interested in being famous at all. She just liked the idea of connecting with people. She sent me pictures of herself all the time, and I did the same. We talked all day and knew everything about each other. After 3 months, we were almost in a relationship, but as I was getting ready to take her out to a movie, something weird happened. One day, she sent me a selfie while she was cooking, but behind her disinterested smile, something caught my attention. "Hey, Cheryl, did you invite someone to your house?"
"What? No, why do you ask?"
I saw Cheryl's selfie again, and I was very confused. From the kitchen, you could see her room, and it looked like there was a silhouette staring from it, looking at her from the darkness. "Listen, I don't want to alarm you, but look at your picture. Doesn't it look like there's someone in your room?" Cheryl took a few seconds to answer me. I'm sure she was checking the picture.
"OMG, I think it's a piece of furniture, but it looks scary. I don't know if I want to go check it out."
"Are you sure that's a piece of furniture? Maybe you should call the police." Cheryl didn't answer me for a while, so much so that I started to worry. "Hey, are you there? You're worrying me."
"Here I am. I just walked into my room, and it was just a piece of furniture. Although, I must admit that I'm very scared. The piece of furniture doesn't look that much like the silhouette in the picture."
When I saw the picture, I was confused. It could be a trick of the light, but I wasn't sure. "I don't know.
I just checked the house. I'm definitely alone."
"Well, I'm more relaxed, but be careful." After that, Cheryl kept cooking, and we didn't bring up that topic again. Unfortunately, this would not last long. The next day, as soon as Cheryl came back from work, she told me she was back home safely and sent me a selfie of herself smiling. In the picture, she looked worried. She must have had a bad day. I tried to give her a pep talk to calm her down, but something weird was going on. She wasn't responding to me anymore. As the hours went by, I became more and more worried. I looked at her picture constantly, and in it, there was something I had not noticed. From the window of her house, someone was watching her. This was no coincidence. It wasn't a tree or someone just passing by. This was a person standing at the window of her house, staring at her. Immediately, I received a message from her. When I read it, I can swear my heart stopped. In the message, it said that someone had kidnapped her, but she still had her cell phone. She shared her location and sent me a picture via Snapchat to show me where she was. It looked like she was in a car. She knew the streets where she was going, and she was a few kilometers away. That day, I was at a party at my house with my friends, so I asked them to call the police and I ran to where she was. I could have told them to help me, but I knew it could be dangerous and I didn't want to involve them. After all, the gathering was at my house and, just in case, I always kept a gun to use in case of an emergency. As the minutes passed, I somehow felt like I was catching up to a moving car. I guess the car was moving pretty slow, but I was running like never before in my life. I had to save Cheryl. I would never forgive myself for having the chance to help her and not doing so. After several minutes, Cheryl stopped moving and she sent me one last picture. It looked like a dark alley with a gray door in the middle. Surely this was where they were going to hide her. I ran the last few blocks and, in an act of stupidity, thought I could save her alone, so I entered the alley. I approached the gray door I had seen in the photo and opened the door. But before I could enter, I heard someone walking behind me.
"It looks like Romeo came to save Juliet."
I turned around, pointing my gun in the direction of the voice. But when I saw who was in front of me, I couldn't believe it. It was Cheryl. She was safe, looking at me with a cocky, playful smile. Suddenly, a man came out of the gray door and threw me to the floor, pulling out my gun.
"Did you bring a gun? What were you gonna do, Indiana Jones? Kill us all?"
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cheryl, run! Run while you can!
Something was wrong. Cheryl wasn't running away, but it wasn't because she was afraid. She was laughing. Cheryl?
Boy, I have to admit, it's really sweet that you came to save me. It seems I chose well. I've always been good at judging people at a glance.
What are you talking about?
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry for the rudeness. This is John, my boyfriend.
Nice to meet you, Felix. Cheryl tells me you're very athletic, and you don't drink alcohol. Is that true? What?
Excuse me. John is quite abrupt, but these are questions we need to ask you. We need to know how your organs are.
What are you talking about? Let me go! You see, Stud, Cheryl and I are in the business of selling organs on the black market. In this warehouse, we have a few tools to keep your organs looking like new. Do you know how much they offer them on the black market?
A lot of money. And we've only done it with bums. Your organs must be excellent.
No, please, I beg of you, let me go!
Hey, I've grown very fond of you in these months, Felix. I'm not doing this for the money. I want to have a souvenir of you.
With a huge smile, Cheryl pulled a pocket knife out of her pocket. Quickly, she took off my slippers and socks, and coolly, she put her knife to the little toe of my foot.
Are you ready, beautiful?
No, please. No, please.
Before I could finish begging her, Cheryl ripped my pinky toe off with tremendous speed and precision. The pain was immediate. I felt myself starting to lose blood, and worst of all, I knew it was just the beginning.
Cheryl, stop playing. We have to go.
All right. But first, let me take out his eye. I'm not satisfied with just a finger.
Oh, come on!
With the knife in hand, Cheryl slowly approached my eye. Her smile was shining. She looked so excited and happy, and I could tell she was having a good time. Suddenly, Cheryl froze still, frozen in fear. Someone was holding a knife to her neck. John stood up and tried to get into the house again, but four other men stopped him, threw him to the floor, and started hitting him. They were my friends.
Felix, are you all right?
Isaac?
What are you doing here? Come on, we have to get you to a hospital. We'll tell you later.
And that's how it all ended. Some of my friends took me to the hospital while others stayed with Cheryl and John. On the way, I could see several police cars heading toward the area. My friends told me that they didn't trust me and that they knew something was wrong. So they went on Snapchat from my computer and saw all the pictures Cheryl was sending. One of them knew that alley, so between all of them, they grabbed the knives from my house and headed there as soon as possible. After that, the police arrested the criminal couple. Apparently, they had already been charged with robbery and attempted murder, but nothing like this time. For my part, I still believe that one can fall in love through a social network, but for the moment, I prefer to date the girls that my friends introduced me to. At least, I know they're more trustworthy. There's a game you shouldn't ever play on Snapchat. My friends and I always use the app to keep in touch and for laughs. We've used it for several years now, but after what happened with that game, I don't think I'll ever use that app again. And I want to put out a warning. Never play the game. It happened 2 weeks ago during the school break. I was messaging my friends as usual through Snapchat. And this eventually led to the suggestion that we should play some group games. We had done this before, but we usually stuck to simple games like Truth or Dare. It started that way this night too. We were all in a group chat, and we were playing some Truth or Dare. The game went on for quite a while until, as usual, it got a bit too intense for my liking. It was about time to hit the hay, so I sent a message in the group chat. Alright, I'm headed out. Good night, guys. And with that, I put down my phone and tried to sleep. As I lay there, tossing and turning, I couldn't help but think about the game we were playing. As much as I wanted to, I couldn't sleep. The phone kept going off until finally it went silent. Opening my phone, I was bombarded with all the messages from the group chat. I read through it to see that my other friend, Nathan, had disconnected as well, and our two final friends had gone to their DMs to play some new game.
Dude, have you seen this new game on Snapchat? It's called Three in a Row. Who wants to play?
I'll play.
Those were the last messages of the group chat, so I sighed and began to type. How's the game going? I waited for a few minutes, but there wasn't any reply. I figured they were too engrossed in the game to reply, so I decided to go back to sleep. The next day, I woke up to a voicemail from Nathan. I quickly played it as I got out of bed.
Hey, have you seen Snapchat? Tyler and Ryan haven't been answering all morning. They're both offline. Do you know what's up? We were supposed to meet up this morning, but I can't find them anywhere.
I quickly got dressed and grabbed my phone, running out the door. Nathan lived just a few blocks away, so I figured I could swing by his place on the way to school. As soon as I arrived at Nathan's house, I could tell something was wrong. Nathan greeted me at the door with a worried look on his face.
What's wrong? It's Snapchat. I can't find Tyler or Ryan anywhere, and their phones are both turned off. I've been trying to call and text them all morning, but there's no answer. And they were supposed to meet me at my house a few hours ago, but they never showed up.
I tried to call and text Tyler and Ryan myself, but there was still no answer. We noticed, however, that Ryan's Snapchat location wasn't showing up at his house. Instead, his location was last seen near the canal, a usual hangout for us.
Why, that little... They're probably hanging out without us.
And with that, we headed to the canal. When we arrived, however, we found no sign of Tyler or Ryan. We did, however, find their phones. Both of the phones were lying under the bridge. As we approached the phones, I noticed that both of the screens were on. On Tyler's phone was a Snapchat notification. When I opened it, I saw that he had recently added a new friend. The username was 3.
What the heck is this?
I opened the app to see that 3 had sent a snap to Tyler, but it had expired and I couldn't view it. I tried to view it again, but the snap had disappeared.
Send him a message. Maybe they know where Tyler and Ryan are.
I typed out a quick message and hit send. A few seconds later, I received a reply. It was a snap and I clicked open. The snap was of a dark room and I could barely make out 2 figures in the corner. Although I could barely make them out, they looked like Tyler and Ryan. The caption of the photo was simple: play the game. Before I could reply, the snap expired and 3's username disappeared. I tried to search for the user, but they had vanished. And then suddenly I heard my phone ding. Pulling it out, I saw a notification for a new Snapchat game that had been added, 3 in a row. And as bad of a decision as it was thinking back, I clicked it. Suddenly, the world around me went black. I couldn't see anything, but I heard Nathan's panicked voice next to me.
What the heck is going on? Where are we?
I don't know, dude.
As soon as I said those words, I heard a door slam shut behind us. I turned around to see a dark figure standing in front of us. Whatever the figure was, though, it wasn't human. It had long, skinny legs twice the length of its body, a long neck, and 2 glowing red eyes. The only thing remotely human about it was its arms, which ended in sharp claws. Although I couldn't see its face, I could see the glint of sharp white teeth, and I knew that this thing was not something I wanted to meet in a dark alley. And then it spoke.
The game will last till the hangman's done. Lose and die, win for fun.
And with those words, the figure vanished into thin air. I heard Nathan whimpering next to me, but I too was paralyzed with fear to move. Suddenly, I saw a board appear in front of us. It was a simple board of tic-tac-toe, and the voice of the creature echoed through the air.
There can only be one winner. Now play.
I realized what it wanted. It wanted us to play against each other. I looked over at Nathan and could see the fear in his eyes, but I didn't see any other way out of this, so I made my move. I drew an X on the board, and then it was Nathan's turn. It went on for quite a while, each of us moving. We could hear movement around us, and every once in a while we saw the red eyes flash. But every time we ended in a tie, we had to play again, and nothing happened. Finally, however, Nathan slipped up, and I won. As I did, I saw the red eyes appear above Nathan's head.
"You lose, Hangman."
And with a gruesome crunch, the creature tore one of Nathan's legs from his body. I watched him scream and writhe in pain on the ground. And as much as I wanted to say that I felt pity, I only felt relief. And then it was time for the next game. The creature picked him off the ground, putting him on the chair, and the tic-tac-toe board appeared again. He lost faster now. He could barely focus on the board and slipped up again. And the creature took his other leg. On and on it went, until finally the world flickered, the lights going completely dark. And just like that, I was back in the canal. This time, however, Nathan was nowhere to be seen. I'm writing this anonymously so that nobody knows who I am.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't want to be associated with what happened that night, but just know that you should never play 3 in a row.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.